nonstop nuclear negotiator and EU foreign policy chief Javier Solana will hold their next talks on July 19th on common ground between two packages proposed by Iran and the West. Spokesman for the Secretariat of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ahmad Khadim al-Mella, said, quote, they are to continue their negotiations about the package on Sunday, July 19th in Geneva. He added, Jalili's trip is taking place after world powers welcomed the continuation of talks on common points of the two packages. On July 4th, Foreign Minister Mahathir Mottaki responded to a letter by Solana and the 5+1 foreign ministers and that saw the two sides agree to sit down for talks. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the U.S. Department of State, Sean McCormick, said Washington has accepted the resumption of fresh round of talks, with Iran still refraining from enrichment suspension. He said these are talks prior to the main round, which are held in 6 weeks in the absence of the U.S., he added. Iran can proceed with its enrichment work during this period. Iran and the regional states, like other countries around the world, have the right to access nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. That, according to Secretary General of the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council, Abdulrahman Al-Atiyah, who said during an interview with the London-based Al-Hayat newspaper that diplomacy is the only way to solve Iran's nuclear issue. He further said Zionist regime's nuclear arsenal is a menace to the Middle East, calling on regional nations to fight Israeli nuclear threats to restore peace in the region.
U.S. stocks plunged on Friday on concerns that home financing providers Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae might run short of capital, while record oil prices adding to concerns of slowing economic and profit growth. Because Fannie and Freddie, two government-sponsored enterprises, provide an important pillar of the U.S. housing market, troubles at the companies threaten to put the fragile U.S. economy at even greater risk. Shares of two companies were the worst percentage decliners and most actively traded by volume on the New York Stock Exchange, with Freddie down 37% and Fannie down by 33%. Meanwhile, oil leaped $5 to a new record high above $147 per barrel, spurred by growing worries of threats to supplies from Iran and Nigeria and a possibility of a strike by Brazilian oil workers next week. New York's main oil contract, Light Sweet Crude for August, hit a historic peak of $147.27 per barrel before closing at $145.08 per barrel. London's Brent North Sea oil for August delivery also jumped as high as $147.50 per barrel before settling at $144.49. Now, meanwhile, Arab stock markets plunged this week under U.S. agitation and concerns about the U.S. economic recession. Financial analysts said Friday that despite expectations of good semi-annual results, regional markets were this week the scene for panic sell-offs, apparently in response to political developments relating to U.S. and Israeli threats against the Islamic Republic of Iran. Analysts also attributed the decline at Arab bourses to losses incurred by global stock markets, that is stock markets in response to renewed U.S. recession concerns and high oil prices. Half of all city workers in Britain have seen bourses slashed by 40% pounds, that is £40,000, which is more than the national average annual wage. A new study of 100 high flyers shows 1 in 100 in 10 city workers fear their spouse may be seeking legal advice to protect their own interest. Western-backed parliamentary majority and 11 to the opposition led by Hezbollah, giving it veto powers. The opposition took the post of foreign minister, telecommunications minister and deputy premier in the new cabinet, while the ruling Western-influenced bloc kept the important finance ministry. The president made 3 appointments, including the defense portfolio. The president also appointed an interior minister who will be responsible for organizing legislative elections next year. Now, meanwhile, Tehran welcomed the formation of a newly, that is, new unity cabinet in Lebanon. In a statement, the Iranian Foreign Ministry quoted Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki as hoping that a formation of national unity government would lead to solidarity among the Lebanese people and stability within Lebanon. Tehran has always urged the Lebanese people, political factions, and leaders to hurry up and form a national unity government to foil possible plots by the opponents of the Lebanese nation, particularly the Israeli regime. And this week's substituted Friday prayers leader of Tehran reiterated that Iran is not a threat to any country, but will give a strong response to any military aggression. Addressing thousands of worshippers at Tehran University, Ayatollah Emomi Kashani urged Western governments and media not to raise undue hue and cry over Iran's peaceful nuclear energy program and instead encourage earnest negotiations with the Iranian government. Defending the legal nature of Iran's missile tests over the past few days, the cleric said everybody knows that the tests were a legal exercise and were carried out within the Iranian borders and territory. Ayatollah Emomi Kashani condemned U.S. and Israeli claims that the exercises were a threat. He reiterated the long-standing Iranian policy of not recognizing Israel as a state, but at the same time not wishing to wage any war on Tel Aviv regime. Russia has called for restraint in the heated rhetoric between Israel and Iran after Tehran's latest missile test. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov welcomed his Jordanian counterpart to Moscow.